If nothing else, the older Set-Sets would have figured it out sooner or later. Guildbreaker, do you think the Bosh calls the hits themselves, or are they working for someone? Papadelius, it would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if they were calling the hits themselves? Then we could jail them and have an end of it. But Ganymede sure did look worried, talking to Sniper at the party. And it's been people at the top, not in the Bosh, above the Bosh, working so hard to keep me off the case. Hive leaders involved in 80 assassinations over 7 years will make Mycroft's rampage look like a slow news day. Guildbreaker, do you think Mycroft knew about this? They spend time with the Senior Weeksbooth Bosh. A lot of time. Mycroft doesn't have spare time to spend. Papadelius, maybe we shouldn't have switched desks after all. Guildbreaker, Mycroft's murders were 13 years ago. We don't know yet if this goes back that far, but the kids would have been awfully young. But the Mardi murders were the most politically influential deaths in centuries. Papadelius, no, I don't. Mycroft was the mind behind, maybe. But the Mardi's deaths were too early and too conspicuous to fit the profile. And they didn't exactly benefit the humanists or any hive. Guildbreaker, not all the deaths benefited humanists. There are deaths here which benefited Masons, Cousins, or Gordian, many with more general benefits, to end a crisis, calm things down, anti-Mitsubishi land riots, nurturists, all our hotspots. Papadelius, yes, that sounds like something a lone Bosh might plot. Especially if the Set-Sets can see these things coming. Though possibly your definition of benefit is too strict. All hives benefit when the world is stable and the economy is strong. Given how incestuous politics is today, a death that helps the Masons short-term may be a long-term good for everyone. Ganymede recognizes that. Ando recognizes that. Mason recognizes that. Guildbreaker. Yes. Commissioner General, I've been thinking, in a larger sense, this assassination system is arguably a good thing for the world. The vaguer economic influences aside, some of these murders probably save hundreds of lives, thousands in some cases, cumulatively many thousands, thousands at the cost of dozens. We're not talking about a secret underbelly of mass murder here. We're talking about a secret underbelly of killing one to save 10,000. Papadelius. Nurturism and the Mitsubishi land grab are the most volatile issues in our world right now, and a good third of these hits seems to have been designed to calm those down. If they hadn't, I wonder what those Set-Sets see in their numbers. What would have happened? Addendum of Martin Guildbreaker, May 21st, 2454. I feel compelled to edit myself here. It is strange rereading this history as an editor, with the fuller context adding layers to the facts, but nothing has changed more than this moment. I gave a different answer then, which I pass over here, a useless, reasonable, Mycroft might say, rose-tinted answer. But now, as I reread, I hear a different answer, not in my voice, in Tully Mardi's, prefaced by Mycroft's desperate, silent plea, "Don't say it, Saladin. Don't let them say it." War. Papadelius. You thought hard, didn't you, before bringing this to me? Guildbreaker. Yes, it was hard. But I don't have the right to make this judgment call alone. My mandate is to smooth over minor transgressions whose exposure would do more harm than good, but minor transgressions is generally restricted to crimes which have not resulted in a death. This has resulted in at least 80, even if it saved many thousands at the same time. Papadelius, I almost hope we won't be able to find enough evidence. Because if we make this public, we're going to be the ones who started the fire. Guildbreaker, Then you agree we don't have enough evidence yet? Papadelius, not nearly enough. This is circumstantial. Statistics, probabilities. You can see it, I can see it, but no panel would convict with just this. Not with charges on this scale. 80 murders. If we're going to nail the assassins, we're either going to need a confession or to catch them red-handed. Guildbreaker. That's another reason I came to you. Working together, we should have a better shot. Papadelius. Has anyone besides us seen the evidence you just showed me? Guildbreaker. Only my hired set, though they've been carefully isolated, and they don't know why we are researching this. They don't know the cars were more important than the bee stings. Papadelius. No one else? Not Mycroft Canner? Guildbreaker. No. Mycroft has been busy with the 710 list. Dominic Seneschal is currently pursuing the investigation independently. I don't know whether or not they have discovered what I have. Papadelius. Anyone else? Guildbreaker. I have no reason to believe that the Porphyrogene cannot read my mind. Papadelius. I get the feeling it was hard for you to put that so bluntly. I'll return the favor and not ask. Guildbreaker. Thank you. Papadelius. Guildbreaker, is there any chance J.E.D.D. Mason is in on this? They have their fingers deep in every pie. I've met them often enough to know they're incomprehensible to us mere mortals, but if anyone could tell, it would be you. Guildbreaker. It's absolutely impossible for Domine to be involved. Papadelius. How can you be sure? Guildbreaker. The Porphyrogene is incapable of willing or permitting death. I can't explain precisely why, but you know how, before vat meat, strict Buddhists didn't eat meat, because you never know if any given chicken might be a reincarnation of your dead grandparent. This is infinitely stronger than that. Literally, infinitely. Why do you think Mycroft Canner can't kill anymore? Papadelius. Can't and won't are very different things, Mason. Guildbreaker. I know. I said can't, and I meant it. Papadelius. Well then, whatever impossible thing your J.E.D.D. Mason did to Mycroft Canner, let's hope they can do it to 10 billion more people before this news breaks. 85 murders. It'll be worse than the Set-Set riots. Guildbreaker. No, not 10 billion. 7. 7 is enough. Here ends Too Like the Lightning, the first half of Mycroft Canner's history. Continued in the second half, 7 surrenders. The End. This is Jefferson Mays. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Too Like the Lightning, Terra Ignota, Book 1 by Ada Palmer.